There's not that many coal miners. They don't swing elections, you know?
It's a distraction.
It is, of course, a distraction, but it's also
it's
like...
It's a mythology. You make this story behind this kind of things, and you sell it very well. I really admire Republicans and the way they sell things.
Their PR is the best.
It's incredible. It's...
It's also way simpler, right? So it's always better. It's always easier to... The easy story, if it's wrong, but it doesn't matter. If it's easier, it's always better to sell.
Exactly. And that kind of thing, like, oh, no, but then, you know, the drought that's happening out in Syria is like, no, that's too long of a story. You cannot sell that. How do you sell that as an anti-climate change argument? Again, scratch it. You need to find something better or easier to sell. All these arguments are important. I'm not saying that they're not, but... That's kind of why you need, you know, a good politician that's also a good person that is able to run on things that will get this person elected and then also do the good things that didn't run on.
I'm desperately waiting for a political science aficionado to tell us how to fix the Democratic PR situation. Because time and time and time again, it's, oh, you know, the big, bad, scary thing that's going to get you in the night, and that's what grabs headlines versus nuanced political minutiae from the Dems, you know? 2 + 2 = 4, it's black and white, we're protecting America or we're not, you're pro this or you're not, you're pro Second Amendment or you're not, how did that become the talking point?
I'm pretty sure that there's a bunch of, like, guys that could do that perfectly, but they have no chance in the Democratic Party because the Democratic base will, like, rip them into pieces because they're not PC enough, and so they would never get there. So we will see who will run for the Democrats. I mean, me and Jose can't vote, so we can just sit back, relax.
Vote.